letter to the feds assuring them of Hawaii's commitment to rail may bring optimism, but is there really a deal to be brokered when lawmakers say they'll meet in a special session sometime this summer? New Civil Beat Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair has the reality check. Hi there, and congratulations on your new
Thanks
position.
Thanks for the plug, Beth, and I sure appreciate that. And it's a great honor to continue working here at Civil Beat, to have a job in journalism, right?
You bet. Now, yesterday we heard news of the special session.
Right.
Obviously, there are no dates yet, or we'd be talking about it. But, you know, the last time that you and I were talking about this, Chad, and we said the word special session, there was also the caveat that this had to come with a really high probability of a deal to be brokered at the legislature. Is there any sense of that as you talk to lawmakers?
Well, it was the governor himself who said, look, I'm not going to call a special session unless the House and Senate actually have a compromise deal to fund the rail system. The announcement yesterday came from the House, from the Speaker, Scott Psyche. Ron Kochi, the Senate president, wasn't there. He was on Kauai. But both he and Psyche did send this letter to the FDA saying, look, we're working on this. We can assure you. But as to whether there is a deal, I don't think Speaker Psyche, would have announced that there would be a special session without some sort of agreement. Remember how embarrassing it was. Really, the epic failure just 6-7 weeks ago when the House and Senate couldn't come up with a deal, even though they had been debating the rail tax all session long.
So right. The point being that they wouldn't set themselves up for failure again.
No, but having said that, we did see what happened. It took 3.5 months, and they couldn't even get there, although it looked like they had a compromise deal there in the last couple of days. But it fell through, and in essence, the House had pushed for using more of the hotel tax to pay for the rail project versus the Senate version, which relied on extending the general excise tax. And that was pretty much where their standoff was.
Any sense of how lawmakers are now in, you know, better talking terms with the mayor, or whether this is being done separately?
Those discussions, we were told, have been going on, you know, behind the scenes. The mayor himself, Caldwell, expressed optimism, said he was pleased yesterday. There is still some tension. You could just kind of feel it. Nathan Eagle, in his report, he was actually there at the press conference with the speaker yesterday. Still some concern about whether they're getting the accurate numbers from Hart, from the city, on just how much this thing is going to cost. It wasn't all that long ago. It was $5.2 billion. Before that, I think it was $3 billion. And then now the figure is $10 billion. We're not even talking about operations and maintenance down the road. But there's still, I think, a little gray area. The mayor, however, says they believe that the most current financial estimates are accurate and have been provided. So we'll see. There's just this general distrust, I think, particularly between the House and the Caldwell administration. But there is sense that they are talking about this, that they wouldn't come to the table, even though they're not quite showing what the plan is going to be.
Which means that you and I will no doubt be talking about it very soon once we get wind of some of that plan. Thanks very much, Chad. And again, congratulations on your new position.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring new politics and opinion editor Chad Blair.